Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Moscaso, M-O-S-C-A-S-O, first name Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R, date of birth, February 11, 1969, date of evaluation, May 6, 2026, referring physician, Dr. Santino. The chief complaint, 57-year-old male referred for cardiovascular clearance. The HVI, the patient is a 57-year-old male with history of bilateral knee injury dating to December 2024, period. He stepped off a truck, at which time his right knee buckled and became swollen. He was then seen at Kaiser Martinez, period. He was evaluated and subsequently referred to orthopedic, period. It was felt that he would require right knee replacement, period. The patient ultimately was seen at Stanford for preoperative evaluation. Blood pressure was noted to be elevated, period. In the interim, he had developed compensative injury to the left knee, which was surgically treated at Stanford on April 23rd, 2026, period. The patient is now anticipated to undergo right knee per Dr. Santino, and he is seen preoperatively, period. He denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, period. Past medical history, one, hypertension, next number, hypercholesterolemia. Past surgical history, left knee surgery in April of 2026, next number, right knee surgery, 2001. Next number, cyst removal. This was apparently denied in 2016. The medications, rosuvastatin 20 milligrams HS, telmisartan/hydrochlorothiazide 40/12.5 milligrams daily, aspirin 81 milligrams daily, Celebrex 200 milligrams daily PRN, gabapentin 500 milligrams BID, oxycodone 5 milligrams Q4 PRN, acetaminophen 500 milligrams QID PRN. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, non-contributory social history. He denies cigarettes, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional. He reports weight gain, weakness, and fatigue. Eyes. He wears glasses. Ears. He has tinnitus involving the right ear. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, the blood pressure is 158/104, pulse 119, respiratory rate 20, height 69 inches, weight 220 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Musculoskeletal exam, left knee demonstrates mild moderate effusion. The left knee is noted to be hot to touch, period. The right knee is warm, minimal effusion is noted, period. There is tenderness on palpation, period. the ECG demonstrates sinus tachycardia at 112 beats per minute, period. There is non-specific ST/T-wave abnormality present, period. The impression, this is a 57-year-old male who is seen preoperatively, period. He is scheduled for right knee surgery, period. He is anticipated to undergo right knee surgery as noted, period. The patient is noted to have had recent left knee surgery, and his left knee is noted to be significantly tender. It is common with increased warmth and moderate effusion, period. The patient, as noted, is currently scheduled for right knee surgery. The left lower extremity is further noted to be mildly edematous, period. He is further noted to have sinus tachycardia, period. His blood pressure is uncontrolled, period. I suspect that he has an infection involving the left knee, and this should be further evaluated, period. His right knee is, again, felt to require surgery, period. His blood pressure is noted to be uncontrolled, and he is tachycardic, period. The plan, I will start him on metoprolol succinate 50 milligrams one daily for blood pressure and tachycardia, period. Recommend consider Doppler of the left lower extremity, rule out DVT, period. At this time, comma, he is not cleared for his procedure. He is hypertensive. He is tachycardic, and he has left lower extremity edema following recent knee surgery, period. He should have a Doppler prior to proceeding with any surgical intervention. Dr. Rollington Ferguson. Ending dictation. Thank you.